Hello there, welcome to After Afternoons, our behind-the-scenes weekly podcast for the afternoon show here at RNZ National. I'm Jesse Mulligan, with me producer Ellie Ventura. Hello.
Hello.
We haven't hung out much this week.
I know, I've been on the panel and it means that we say hi, but we're not having our yarns.
Can I say, although Ellie is one of my favourite people that I've worked with, she's also the grumpiest when she's working on a show that is not your own. She sits there with her little headphones on, tapping away at a computer, and if I dare ask her about something that is not panel related, first of all, she doesn't turn around.
No, I don't even look at you, and I just say, no, not today.
Or no, you just ignore me. And then so I say, Ellie, and you go, yeah, I heard you, I'll just wait, I'll just give me a second.
Look, it's just you're not the center of my universe when I'm working on another show. Don't get me wrong, when I'm working on afternoons, you are the star and I'm simply here to provide for you. But when I'm on the panel, Wallace is the star.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, nice to have you in for the podcast. What should we talk about? First of all, the week that has been. Two really cool guests, and one of them I know you were looking forward to was the architect Tony on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I'm so glad it actually, I think it came out how I thought it would be, in that you could not plan for it. It was just he was going to say what he thinks and, you know, be damned, whatever. Not that there would be consequences, but, you know, he's not one of those people who is scared that someone is going to, I don't know, take offence or disagree with him. He just has his beliefs and he goes with it.
It's a big problem, I think, in 2019 when you're putting on a radio show, is it is harder and harder to get an interviewee on who will actually say something.
Yeah, and that sounds, it sounds ridiculous, but saying stuff that's not points in a press release, or even if it's, you know, it is a genuine story, people are so afraid of saying what they think, in that they could be, I don't know, raked over the coals or told off by their boss. We've had many times where people have said, oh, no, actually, I can't do that story. And it will be totally inoffensive. And because they need to get approval. I can't do it today. I need to get approval.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Or what about when you are pre-interviewing someone, which is kind of part of the process here. We book them in. Ellie gives them a call, asks them the sort of questions that I might ask them, writes down their likely responses, but then when they actually get on air, they say much, much mild versions.
Absolutely. That is the most frustrating thing, because I've gone to you and said, they're great, great talent, they've got to say this. The whole reason we're doing this interview is because they've just said this incredible thing, and then they get on and they just tone it right back.
Yeah, my favourite thing is to be in an, this doesn't happen very often, I don't want to give you the wrong impression, but being in an interview, ask someone a question and they give a really weird, unexpected answer, and I look up and see Ellie through the glass, and we both like throw our hands in the air, like,
what?
WTF?
What is going on? This is this is completely. And you know, if someone does that and it's an interesting answer and it's actually not what you thought and it's better, that's great.
Right.
That's what we want from live. That's why we do it live. But when you've got them live and you just thought, man, I wish I just recorded the conversation I had with you, you know, half an hour ago,
because this
is nothing.
We booked an interview with Cliff Curtis this week, which is great. He's promoting a new show on TV1. And we kind of had an unexpected twist, like, just before the interview was set to happen.
Yeah, so when I got this call that Cliff Curtis would be, you know, a colleague called me and said, oh, he's keen to be on the show to talk about this. And I thought, great, just a completely a great story. They've got a great show, just all about, you know, New Zealand content. This is what we want. Didn't think there would be any problem whatsoever. Yeah.
The least controversial
story we've done all week, probably. And then just before we went to, you know, today, the news came out about Chris Farfoy and text to Jason Kerrison, who is the lead singer of Op Shop and who is also in the show that we were going to talk to Cliff Curtis
hosting
about.
Hosting the show,
he's hosting it. And it just, you know, when you think about that, you go, well, I mean, we're still going to do it because it's still a good story. But you just suddenly get this, okay, well, does that change it?
Well, there's a production decision, which is, do you ask Cliff Curtis?
Who knows probably nothing about it.
definitely knows nothing about it.
He's in a different country. He had no idea about the scandal, likely.
But a suggested question for my interview was, okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. The host of your show, Jason Kerrison, is currently embroiled in a bit of a political scandal involved. And I elected not to ask it because there are some times when you've got the person themselves on. If I'd been interviewing Jason about the show, I
absolutely
would have had to ask
and
him.
And you would have
it.
Had to. The, you know, you could not do an interview without asking that. Mm. But what does Cliff know about this? It was just funny, though, because we thought the easiest prereq we were going to do all week.
Yeah. On Monday, we've got one of those interviews that I love, which is that after you hear the interview, it really changes your behaviour in a day-to-day life. I think the last one we did of this kind was talking about microplastics and how much we're ingesting and how to avoid ingesting them, and now I don't think I've drunk out of a plastic water bottle since.
Yeah.
And so Monday we've got this guy from the New Yorker, David Owen, who's written a book about the this growing health problem. I'm just going to read you the little blurb that I've got ahead of the interview because I haven't researched it yet. But anyway, it says, wear earplugs now or hearing aids later. That's the choice we
dun,
face.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. even small appliances like hair dryers and food processors in 2019 can generate noise that lead to permanent damage to your hearing.
Well, that's terrifying because I had my sister-in-law and her son staying, and the two-year-old loves smoothies every morning for breakfast. So every morning this week I've been woken at 6:30 to the sound of a food processor going. And now not only did it disrupt my sleep, it may have hurt my hearing.
Yeah. It's bad news. And, you know, according to this person, it's a growing epidemic. We're all going to need hearing aids in the future because we're just buying devices that are bigger and noisier and more impactful on our hearing.
And we're trying to drown out all the other sounds. So if someone's listening to the loud TV, you turn your earphone, you know, like your AirPods up. But I have to say, with earplugs, I really thought, you know, we'll just use them maybe when the neighbours are getting a bit, like, loud, having a party or something. But I went to my friend's concert. He's in a heavy metal band, and I'm not a massive metal fan. I've always thought, oh, it's just noise. You know, I don't even like going a lot to some concerts because they're too loud and they really hurt my ears. And honestly, it was life-changing wearing earplugs because I put them in and I could still hear the music that they were playing, but it wasn't distorted, it wasn't too loud, and it was just such a new experience, and I couldn't believe that I'd gone all these years without wearing earplugs.
Great.
Because they're so fantastic.
Okay, well, that hearing health issue conversation interview will be on Monday after 3 p.m. Oh, speaking of rock concerts, I've got a really complicated job to do as a media person this week. So we've got some friends who are from Mongolia. We see them from time to time. And I saw them this morning. They said, oh, it's really exciting, Jesse. The Who is coming to Auckland.
What?
And The Who, H-U, is the name of a Mongolian metal band.
Yes.
And so I thought, for Christmas, why don't I, a man with entertainment connections, try and get them a double pass?
Yeah, absolutely.
To go and see The Who at the power station. And just, so do you know who I had to call on to try and get this favour?
Oh, no. Who?
The honorary New Zealand consul to Mongolia.
Matthew Hooton.
Of all the things that I was going to be calling the 9 to Noon political commentator about on a Friday morning, I did not expect to be asking him for a double pass to a Mongolian death metal band gig.
Do you know what's amazing, though? Because when we did an interview a while ago with Matthew Hooton about Mongolia, I just love doing stuff like that because I love when someone is known for something. Like Matthew Hooton is known for being this political heavyweight.
Yeah.
And he's very controversial.
He's very triggering. People hear his name and they completely panic.
They completely panic and turn off. And I thought, well, let's just see how many people listen to this because it's about Mongolia.
Yeah.
And he loves Mongolia and he loves talking about it. And actually, though, I do remember when we did that interview, while we did get a few texts of people being like, oh, Matthew Hooton, we also got a lot of people talking about The Who, about the music, because these guys apparently are huge.
Yeah. Well, they're coming to the power station in March next year, so if you want to check them out, that's your opportunity.
Check them out. I mean, what a great yarn. You can say, what did you do this week? Well, I went and saw the Mongolian metal rock band, The Who.
Even if you hate it, it's a story.
It's a story. Wear your earplugs, though.
Okay.
For goodness sake.
That's After Afternoons for another week. We'll be back next Friday, 3 p.m. Jesse Mulligan and Ellie Ventura saying goodbye.
See you later.